Fewer Americans seem to be worried about the federal budget deficit. That's according to the 2017 American Value Survey conducted by the Public Religion Research Institute. Among other findings, it shows 37% of Republicans say it should be the federal government's top priority. In 2013, more than 70% felt that way. To get more insight into the survey, I spoke with Robert Jones, CEO of PRRI, and asked him if it's fair to say that there just isn't a lot of concern about the deficit right now.
It is. You know, this is our eighth annual American Values Survey, so we've been tracking attitudes for quite some time on many of these issues. And what we basically see in terms of how important the issue of the deficit is that it rose during Obama's administration and kind of hit a high point in 2013. And then between 2013 and 2014, support generally and particularly among Republicans drops fairly precipitously. And then the next time we measured it was in 2017, and it dropped another nearly 20 points.
And that seems significant because when you think of a group of people who generally care about the deficit, at least among the two major American parties, it's the Republicans who traditionally have had that as a more of a concern. Is that right?
That's right. I mean, you think about fiscal conservatism. I mean, keeping budgets in line and caps on spending and making sure you're not blowing up the deficit is certainly important. And, you know, if we go back, in 2013, it was 71% of Republicans who said that reducing the budget deficit was their highest priority. So it's changed quite a bit.
Why do you think that is?
Well, one of the things we know is that the deficit actually got better during the Obama administration. And so just for example, when Obama came into office, we were looking at deficit in the range of $1.4 trillion in 2009. That was nearly 10% of GDP. But by 2014, it had dropped down to 2.8% of GDP. So I think it was actually under control. And so it became, I think, less of a political football once it came down. And that's actually in line with like a three-decade average going back to 1980 is about 2.5% of GDP. So by the time we get to 2014, it was back in line with at least short-term decades-long averages.
Well, that seems to go kind of against the narrative, at least in political campaigns, which, as we all know, absolutely always reflect exact reality. but, a lot of Republicans especially ran campaigns saying that under President Obama, the deficit was ballooning, it was exploding, we have to do something about it. But it seems like that wasn't actually the case.
No, it was certainly a big talking point against Obamacare when that was being debated, that it was going to balloon the deficit. But it certainly is not what has happened. In fact, what's kind of ironic here or paradoxical, really, is that the current estimates of the GOP-sponsored tax cuts that just got pushed through, most estimates put the deficit increase to be about $1.8 trillion over the next decade, so ballooning it back up under the Republican set of tax cuts.
And interestingly, during the recently ended debate over those tax cuts, one of the talking points among Democrats, who were, of course, opposed to the tax cuts, was that it would balloon the deficit. How significant was it for Democrats to be talking about the deficit, a group that often doesn't talk about that?
Yeah, that's right. What was notable is that worries about the deficit fell, I think, among both Democrats and Republicans. It fell more precipitously between that 2013 and 2017 window. So just to put it in perspective, among Republicans, it fell 34 percentage points, those saying it was the highest priority. Among Democrats, it fell too, but only 15 percentage points. And one thing I should just say, too, is that we tend to see this kind of partisan flip-flop, that the question about the deficit is always like whose spending is driving the deficit. And, each party has its own favorite things to spend money on.
Well, so is talk about deficits and concern about deficits, is that really just a proxy for how the other party is spending money?
I think in some ways it is. And, it goes to kind of the way, the kind of odd way that partisanship and kind of hyper-partisanship drives things that we think of as traditional party values into kind of weird space, right? So we do think about Republicans being fiscal conservatives, but yet here we have Democrats trying to hold the line on deficit spending. But I think it's about the fact that they don't want the spending to be heavily, for example, on the military, which President Trump has asked for. They'd rather it go to social programs to help people who are still kind of pulling themselves out from the most recent economic downturn.
Is it possible to see any correlation between how much a particular group of people or people in general care about the deficit and sort of the larger state of the economy?
You know, I think it does kind of go along with that, that one of the things we see, we actually see Republicans moving away from it first. I mean, certainly deficits are really complicated things that, you know, average Americans don't spend a lot of time thinking about. But when they think about their own concerns about debt and not taking in as much as they are laying out, and they kind of overlay that to the country, I think it does influence, you know, this larger debate.
Well, it's interesting what you said about how it's maybe not the sexiest topic. I mean, you think about what we hear politicians and people who are engaged in politics bickering about most often, and it's not the deficit. It's things like guns. It's things like health care. It's taxes, things like that. I wonder if maybe there's some element of this that it's just harder, for lack of a better word, to start a Twitter fight over the deficit than it is about any of these other issues.
Yeah, I think that may be right as well. And when you start tweeting back and forth about, you know, $1.8 trillion, I mean, I think it's just hard for people to put that in. And you are talking about things like gross domestic product, GDP. This is really down in the weeds, I think, for most average Americans.
All right. Robert Jones is CEO of the Public Religion Research Institute, PRRI. Robert, thanks a lot for your time and your insights. I appreciate it.
Thanks a lot.